brought to you by Penguin. Cruel is the Light by Sophie Clarke. Read by Fiona Hardingham, Ethan Reed, and Steve West. Author's Note. Celine and Jules live and fight in a cruel world, where blood and magic flow freely through the veins of a special few. During the course of this story, both Celine and Jules cut their skin and shed blood. The intention behind their actions is not based on a desire to hurt themselves, but if self-harm in a magical or ritual context could be a sensitive topic for you, don't hesitate to set this book aside, for today or until you feel ready to read, or forever. Whatever choice you make is valid, and I am truly proud of you for making it. Prologue. Balliol felt the weight of a world not his own before he had eyes with which to see. It wrapped itself around him, smothering his light. The world was dim. Night. He rolled his shoulders experimentally. The skin pulled too tight, stretching, tearing, the very fibers of the flesh coming undone, before his magic sewed it back together over the wings of his shoulder blades. Muscle and tendon, too, all tore and healed in moments. The tarnished glass of a mirror captured an image that Balliol did not recognize. Turning, he surveyed the fragile shell that housed him. He was still beautiful, his essence carving the bones to better suit his needs. But as it did, he corrupted it. Even as he watched, the violent blue of his eyes burned the sockets black. "I suppose this will have to do," he thought, curling fingers that were lengthened by his overwhelming essence. The skin over his knuckles split, and his lip curled in distaste. An Elysian like him rarely fitted comfortably inside a human shell, with the possible exception of those born with Elysian blood in their veins. At a stretch, even Kairos blood would do. After all, the humans called them all demons just the same. Cool air slid along his naked limbs as he stepped onto the street and turned toward the stone church built into the mountainside. He towered head and shoulders above the humans that skittered like rats in the shadows. Flurries of frozen white danced around him. Snow, his memory supplied. He tested the word. Only the ashen scratch at the edges hinted at the breakdown of the vocal cords. This body would not last. Balliol flicked his fingers, dispelling the flurry, and his magic raised the street. His essence flared, striking the turbulent clouds with a lick of cerulean flame. All that remained of the terraced street were charcoal sticks jutting into the sky like a blackened, burned forest. Running his eyes over the carnage, Balliol frowned. He would need to be more careful. This shell barely contained him as it was.
Chapter 1. God created man and demon. Demon crucified God. Man abandoned God. And one more tenet only the Vatican knew. Man harnessed demons, unholy magic. Celine Oliva ghosted her blade over the faint blue veins of her inner arm, lingering when she found the symbol carved into her bones. Devour. She hesitated. Her magic was the enemy, bleeding her with every exorcism. If it was only fear of pain that gave her pause, or some misplaced principle, then she could overcome it. Pain no longer frightened her. It had become familiar in the years of her Vatican training. Dio immortale, she swore. She'd made mistakes tonight. If she had done one thing differently, she wouldn't be in this predicament now. Poised to bleed herself for power as the scent of rot and mold encased her, the metallic tang of blood beneath it all, she should never have lowered her guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?